It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
They set up to the left side of the center iceman, Nick Bonino. It's Bonino, Gregor, and Sturm, along with Vlasic and Benning. Oh, clean face-off win for Chandler Stevens. Another point, a shot wide off the end board. In front, they score! Seconds left in the game, 16.6 to be exact. Will Carrier is going to get credit for this goal on what looked like a set play from the point. They shot it wide, it went off the end board, and it fed right in front by Chandler Stevenson, right through the reach of Vlasic. And unfortunately, underneath Bonino there was Will Carrier, and Vegas takes the 2-1 lead. And Kaapo Kähkönen can't believe it.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy, but I think what's good, you know, we keep staying positive. We keep working, and you know, it's not always pretty, and there's 82 games a year, but I think this is the, you know, like what we kind of show today, I think, or tonight is, as we've done all year, like, you know, it's just about keep like sticking with it and you know, keep going no matter what happens, and that's all you can do. So I think it's, you know, we're trying to stay positive, obviously, with everything going on, but yeah.
No, never. 30 years, never saying like.
Head coach David Quinn has never seen anything like this. I have never seen anything like this. The equivalent would be like being an NBA team and losing on a buzzer beater in what feels like once every three games. And yes, the Sharks do not help themselves. When they have a game like that where their goalie is going off and standing on his head, they need to give him offensive support, no question about it. But the amount of times this team has had their hearts broken this year, ridiculous. All right, what's happening, everybody? Yeah, that's my little 30-second rant to bring us in, and I am in disbelief. I mean, I really, truly am in disbelief to watch this happen to the Sharks time and time again this year, and I was sitting there, the game 1-1 as it's getting down to the end, it enters my mind. I start thinking, well, when is the heartbreak going to happen? Is it going to be with 20 seconds left? Is it going to be with 10, 5, 2 seconds left, 1 second left? And sure enough, a little over 16 seconds to play, and I think they later changed that time, but that's what it said on TV when it happened. With about 16 seconds left, you saw Vegas go in front 2-1. You looked like you were staring at a point at the very least. You looked like you were giving yourself an opportunity to win on the road against one of your main rivals, against one of the best teams in the NHL this year, because the Sharks consistently have proven that they can play with anyone, but they have also proven time and time again that they are capable of losing in absolutely heartbreaking, spectacular fashion. And when you give up a goal with 16 seconds left in a game off a faceoff, yeah, that is spectacular, heartbreaking fashion. It's one of those ones that, you know, it's pretty silent in my house. My two kids had gone to bed, and I just burst forth with an expletive. Four letters, it starts with F. I'll let you do the math. At that point, there is not enough Coors Light, which is the title sponsor of this morning's program. Thank you for joining us. But there is not enough Coors Light in the world to make me feel better at that point. I just, I mean, it's to the point where, again, I feel like it's going to happen, and it still surprises me every time. Like, that's the thing that I can't get over, is like, it surprises me every damn time. Because it doesn't feel like it's possible for the Sharks to continue to have this many gut-wrenching, crucial losses. It just doesn't make any sense, and yet it happens time and time and time again. And yes, I know there are those of you out there that are like, hey, tank for Bedard, this is the best way to do it. I don't think this is good for anyone. Losing is never good. Look how long the Red Wings have been bad for, right? And look at a team like Arizona. And I'm not trying to pick on these teams, but like when you lose, it gets into your blood and becomes part of the team's DNA. And I'm not trying to be mean. I am not trying to be inflammatory, but there comes a time when it does dictate a certain type of team culture. And it's not like there is an acceptance of losing, but it's like there's an awareness that losing is on the horizon. And there's nothing you can do to fight against that tide. There's nothing you can do to give yourself a better chance of winning. And that's simply where you do not want to be. Like that to me just, it doesn't say that this is who you are as a team, but I mean, it sinks in. Like guys don't learn to accept it or expect it, but there is seemingly an acknowledgement that it's coming at some time or another. And that's got to get out of their blood. You know, when the Sharks were, you know, at their peak, when we look back at, you know, the past when they were really, really good, this would never have happened. Or if it did, it would have been in a once in a blue moon and they would have come out and won the next five games, you know, by a combination of like 15 goals on aggregate. Like it just doesn't or didn't happen. And this year, again, it's like all that the Sharks did so well for so long. Now the hockey world is exacting its revenge and the incredible victories the Sharks had, the incredible moments, the incredible, you know, just sequence of events that we saw happen in any number of games. The pendulum is swung in distinct anti-favor of the San Jose Sharks. And what's amazing to me is the Sharks did everything to keep themselves in the game. Like they didn't get off to a good start in the first period. I liked their second period. I wasn't in love with the start of their third period, but I felt like they upped their intensity as the third period got later, even though they made a critical coverage mistake late in the game that gave up the game winner. But the real reason, even to the credit of the penalty kill, but the real reason is Kaapo Kähkönen, who has been playing out of his mind. Like every single game that he has been in since, you know, that game against Pittsburgh and then the All-Star break and the way he's been playing since that point, even though he did have to miss, you know, a game in a third due to injury, he has been phenomenal. He's been absolutely phenomenal. It's just like Aaron Dell the other night. He did everything in his power to help the Sharks get a win. Unfortunately, they fell short, but, you know, the Sharks look to their goalies to give them a good performance, and that's not even what they got from Kaapo last night. They got a great performance. They got a performance that kept them in the game. You know, you combine the efforts of the penalty kill and you combine the efforts of the goalie, and you've got to be able to produce more offense than that. And you've also got to be able to be a little bit better at a critical moment late in the game. I mean, that's what I keep on coming back to. It's like you can't waste performances like this, and unfortunately, they do. I mean, this is not the first time the Sharks have not been able to produce the offense they needed to win a game. And it makes me, you know, laugh and harken back to the idea of the whole two or fewer, because I believe this is the third 2-1 loss that the Sharks have had this year. There was game three of the season, losing to Carolina 2-1. Then in November, they lost to the Rangers 2-1. And yeah, last night, losing 2-1 to Vegas. And the whole bit with Brody and Curtis used to be the two or fewer. You give up two goals or fewer, you're going to win the game. And that's three times a year this year the Sharks have only given up two goals and they have lost. Then you go back to, you know, a couple games prior, they're down 2-1 and give up an empty netter to lose 3-1. But we are looking at consistent golden opportunities to walk away with a win, and they are just not able to get it done. And then again, back to Kaapo, he was phenomenal last night. Like, he deserved more support. He deserved more offense. He deserved more from that performance. He should be able to point to what was his best game of the year and have a W next to it. Instead, it's just another painful loss. And I actually give him a lot of credit when speaking with the media, and we will hear from this on the other side, but he was very, very, you know, clear about what happened. He talked about the room still being strong. Like, these guys all consistently believe in themselves, and they believe in themselves as a group as well. And I think there is no lack of confidence. There is no lack of drive. There is no lack of desire. Even though I didn't think it was their best effort of the year last year by any means, I still didn't think they were lollygagging around out there or not putting out, you know, everything that they could. I thought they looked tired. I thought they looked sluggish. Head coach David Quinn thought that maybe the schedule caught up with them. Maybe it did. I don't know. I just know that they, you know, gutted out a lot of that game to give themselves a chance only to have their hearts broken. You know, whether it's Kaapo, whether it is whoever of, you know, the Sharks on the penalty kill who killed seven penalties throughout the night. And then there's Nico Sturm, who I thought maybe broke his arm after taking a slap shot pretty hard and had to exit the game and was not expected to come out. That's a guy whose efforts I consistently absolutely love and loved it again last night. his coming back to the game should have been one of those inspiration points that everybody can point to and build off of. Like, I love everything that Nico Sturm has given us this year. I hope that he is a guy who's going to be wearing a letter on his sweater with the Sharks the longer he stays with us, because he is such a great player to have. I love his attitude. I love his game. I love what he brings to the table, game in, game out. And that should have been something to build off of, but they weren't able to do it. And that's, again, a problem that they need to get out of their DNA, because it doesn't look like it's exiting anytime soon. Like, these heartbreaking losses, they are now becoming the norm in the way the Sharks lose. Like, the Sharks don't just have, like, casual losses. They're in it until it hurts bad. And I recognize the officiating is not something that we really want to get into, even though I didn't love it last night. But if you want to talk about what exactly we saw for the Sharks that they had to go against last night, 23% of the game, almost a quarter, but 23.333333% of the game last night, they were on the kill. They were a man down, and it's still a 1-1 game with fewer than 20 seconds left in the game. Meanwhile, the Sharks only go on the man advantage once. I don't know, guys. That seems relatively unbalanced to me. I could be biased. Even if I am, it still seems unbalanced. But again, the Sharks worked so hard for so much of their game when they're down a man for nearly a quarter of it. And again, it's still a 1-1 game with 20 seconds left, and then they lose in just absolutely devastating fashion. Like, lose normal. For the love of God, for everybody's psychology, just get beat. Because this isn't doing anything for anyone. This is just piling on what has been a bad season. And that's why you see the disbelief in David Quinn. This is why you see just a look of shock and dismay on the faces of the Sharks, because it can't keep happening, and yet it does. I mean, it keeps happening. There was some stuff to like last night. LeBanc was much better than he was against Pittsburgh and looked a lot more competitive and looked a lot more sure of his game, played with greater confidence. Alexander Barabanov keeps on having, you know, points and keeps on doing everything right. You know, he's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest, strongest, but he's so smart. Timing is so good. He's in the right place at the right time consistently. He put forth a good performance. Vlasic last night for another game. I thought he was one of the best players on the ice all night long. And these efforts, you know, I won't say that they are going wasted, but they are not equaling wins. And when they don't equal wins, when they don't equal points, it's hard not to get frustrated. It's hard not to feel like you're doing something wrong. And I'm not saying they're doing something necessarily right, but like, the Sharks do put a lot out there that I appreciate and that I like. And I think, yeah, that's the type of effort and grit and grind that I want to see in the future. Like, Noah Gregor had a great hit and earned a penalty shortly thereafter because he just went in, finished his check. Vegas didn't like it. And all of a sudden the Sharks are going on the one power play they got all night. But that just showed his willingness to go and follow through, put on the hit, you know, draw the ire of the opposition. He didn't drop his gloves. He didn't take the bait. The Sharks go on the man advantage. It feels like that's one of those moments that they can kind of take advantage of the game, but they were unable to do so. But you didn't think it was going to be your only power play of the night. You didn't think you weren't going to get any more opportunities with a man advantage. You didn't think that you were only going to put one in the back of the net. I mean, that's where we are right now. I mean, expect the unexpected with the Sharks in the sense that it's almost becoming a worst-case scenario of what can go wrong will go wrong. And I hate to talk about it that way, but, you know, it's like you've got that 1-0 lead and then poof, it's gone. And then with time winding down in regulation and it looks like it's going to go to overtime, so you will at least get a point, and then poof, it's gone. You're down 2-1 and you've got only a chance at a miracle to tie the game and send it to the overtime. I don't think any miracles are coming. And sure enough, they do not. And I do acknowledge that ultimately the Sharks have only themselves to blame, and I'm not trying to lay this on them or take anything away from officiating that I was not in love with, but if you want to win the game, you have to go out there and win it. You have got to finish. You've got to perform. You've got to not take the soft penalties. You've got to put yourself in a position to succeed. And the Sharks could not add anything on offense last night, despite the hard work of their kill and despite the incredible work of their netminder. Like, that's on them. And I think that's got to be taken to heart. It's not just about things going against them. It's not just about not catching the breaks and being on the wrong end of a lot of late goals in the course of one season. It's about not being in that position in the first place. And I know that is easy for me to say from the comfort of my couch or watching from the press box during the games at SAP Center, but it's true. It's like, it is on the Sharks to not put themselves in this position. And even if the breaks haven't gone for you this year, they've gone against you, be in a position where those breaks aren't going to destroy you. And I understand we are looking at somewhat of an aberration. Like next year, I would imagine that you will see maybe 10 more wins if they were not in this exact situation, which is easy for me to say. But over the course of the year, I would say that they would not have this many incredible, painful losses. But it's just one of those things where you're like, this can't keep happening, and yet it does. And what's the common factor? Well, it's the Sharks are on the ice, you know, and that's not something that's going away anytime soon. And it's something they need to work on to make sure it doesn't happen next year, in combination with what I feel will be a correction, because this is a relative anomaly, in my opinion. Like, yeah, the common denominator is the Sharks. However, it shouldn't happen this consistently, even with any bad team. I mean, bad teams lose consistently. That I will give the Sharks all the credit in the world for, because they do lose. However, the heartbreaking way in which they lose, in which the breaks do not go their way, in which winnable games go unwon, that is something I do expect to change for the upcoming season when we look ahead to next year. If they fight like this next year, have to imagine they're going to get more wins just because the numbers have to even out at some point. All right, on the other side, we are going to get into some post-game reaction. You're on Morning Tide.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Here come the Knights, breakaway for Connor, moving in, backhand chance on the deke, and a save made by Kakkonen. He deflects the puck to the corner. That's a big save for Kaapo Kakkonen to keep the score 0-0. Meyer goes ahead to Hurdle, across the line, dropped it back to Carlson. Uh-oh, behind the back pass, Sharks have got a back skate, 2-on-1 developing. It's Marchessault moving in, throws it across the ice, tip, saved by Kakkonen! An amazing stop off Paul Cotter, as it looked as if the Sharks were in real trouble, but Cotter's shot was stopped by the Sharks goaltender. William Carlson feeds it ahead to Amadio. Amadio making the move on McDonald, puts on the brakes, drops it back to William Carlson, throws it across the ice. It's a big chance, and a stop by a diving play by Kaapo Kakkonen off the man on the far side. Amazing stop by Kakkonen. Rebound, deflected wide.
I don't know. I think you know, we were really good again tonight on PK. You know, the guys did a good job cutting those seam passes and kind of letting me have the guy with the puck. You know, obviously it's going to bounce sometimes or whatnot, but yeah, I mean, our PK has been great all year, and I don't know if we should play 5-on-4 all game every game or what, but no, it's a good job the guys do in front of me, and you know, I just try to do my best.
Kaapo was absolutely phenomenal last night, stopping so many shots the Vegas put on him. And again, the old adage of two or fewer is long dead for the San Jose Sharks, but Kaapo Kakkonen saw 38 shots last night, stopped 36 of them for a .947 save percentage, and somehow the Sharks walked away with a loss. And again, I shake my head, because to see these things happen so consistently, it is maddening. It is beyond belief, even though I think that we should all believe it by now, because it's happened so many, many times. But, you know, Kaapo deserved better. And, you know, he is playing so much better than he was earlier in the year. That's the thing that I think makes it even more frustrating, is you're looking at a player who is improving, and he's one of your most important players out there on the ice, giving you a chance to win, and you're not getting the goals that you need to give yourself breathing room. You're not putting yourself in a good position. Again, we don't love all the penalties, but the Sharks have got to be in a position to not take those penalties in the first place, and so you have to be better. I know that's an unfair standard, but everybody has to be better. You got to score more goals, because your goalie is keeping you in a game and giving you a chance to steal one on the road. And if that can be stolen, steal it. Don't let it slip out of grasp. Let's hear from head coach David Quinn talking about the team's slow start last night.
Yeah, we look like a tired team. I really thought that, you know, just the schedule might have caught up to us finally, and we just looked tired. We looked, you know, guys that usually, you know, have some puck poise and skill, weren't making plays. We just looked tired. And, you know, obviously we got out of the period because of Kaapo, And I liked our second. I thought we'd bounce back and, you know, go back to doing things we've been doing throughout the last few weeks. And, you know, we're up 1-0, but really disappointing the way we played the third period. I thought there was too much BS in our game. I didn't think we played to the scoreboard, you know, spinorama behind the back line passes, igniting their offense. Just real disappointed with our approach early on in the first and into the third.
Yeah, the turnovers and the sloppy passes last night were maddening because I thought that was something that was out of their game for the most part. The Sharks have not been making the critical mistakes the same way that they were earlier in the season, or at least not with the same frequency. But last night, it seemed like they were just turning the pucks over. It seemed like they were putting themselves in a bad position over and over and over again. And, you know, that's something that's just, again, it's got to change. Like, you have to be that much better. You have to be capable of giving yourself a chance to win on the road. And maybe at home, you can get away with it when you've got more momentum on your side. But when you're going up against Vegas, a team that's now won 4 in a row, that's recovering after dealing with some injury issues, that is trying to reestablish themselves as the top team in the West and looking to feast on home ice, a place that they haven't been good this year. Like, they've been much better on the road than they have been at home. Like, you can't give them opportunities. Like Quinn said, you can't feed their offense. And that's what the Sharks were doing time and time again last night. Like, you just can't make those mistakes. You can't give them that many opportunities to get a rush on you and the goalie, because eventually it's going to work in favor of Vegas. Like, you give them enough chances, like I said, 38 shots, they are eventually going to break through, and they did. And they were just a little better than San Jose, but sometimes for a team like Vegas, that's all you need to be, is a little better. Now, that last goal, here's what head coach David Quinn saw, and then you're going to hear what Kaapo Kähkönen saw.
Just blown coverage. It was a simple face-off play, and we just blew coverage.
It's a tough play. It's a broken play. You know, they shoot the puck from the point, and it kind of goes across through everyone against the grain, and, you know, bounces right on his stick. I don't know who it was, but that's where, you know, I lost it for a second because he went through everyone. Bounces right on his stick, obviously, and I just try to get over. As he's a lefty, he's got the short side there. But, you know, another patient play by them. They slide it over, and it's a quick play. It's there's not much, you know, you can do about it, and it's for sure frustrating. It's a tough timing for a play.
And again, to see it happen with less than 20 seconds left in the game is just unbelievable, because you've done so well to give yourself a chance on the road against one of the top teams in the West. And then at that point, there's, you know, you've got no chance there, or at least no realistic chance of tying up that game and giving yourself an opportunity to send it in overtime. You thought you had it to overtime, and I don't know why that led maybe to a breakdown, but you thought you had it, and then it just all slipped away, which was, you know, it was unfortunate, because again, all you want is to give yourself a chance. All you want is to have that opportunity to get a win, but, you know, they weren't able to do so. They were not able to put themselves in a position where it's overtime and anything can happen, and here we are this morning talking about another loss that leaves us scratching our head and wondering when this will stop. And unfortunately, I don't think this is going to be our last crushing loss of the season. I think there will be more. I 100% believe that at this point. However, it's still probably going to shock me, even though we've seen it, just because you look at the way things go down, you look at the odds of a team scoring in the last 20 seconds, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, yet it keeps on happening. Nico Sturm.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the replay yet, but, you know, I thought we had the shot lane. It felt like the shot was going 30 feet wide. And like I said, I haven't seen it yet. It somehow ends up back on their tape right in front of the net. So, yeah, got to take a peek at it.
He sounds a little shocked still when he's talking with the media there. He was the first guy to speak after the game, and I think he is just looking at this like, what on earth happened? Like, I'm sure he's in disbelief like the rest of these guys, because even though this is only the second time this year the Sharks have given up the game-winning goal in the last minute of the game, it's also another instance of which an inexplicable series of events have occurred. It's not just the late goal. It's the fact that the Sharks have blown 2-goal leads, have lost after giving up an empty netter, have not been able to, you know, take advantage of a situation that comes their way. I mean, there's so many this year that we can talk about. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. Like, there's so many, and they do take a mental toll. Like, I'm sure Sturm's just kind of shaking his head, and he was asked how the team comes back from it yet again.
Well, show up to practice tomorrow, and you know, look at the video. That's pretty much all you can do at this point is move forward day by day.
Day by day, shift by shift, minute by minute, whatever it takes, the Sharks have got to look at that mentality. Everybody's got to be focusing on their individual shifts, on their individual efforts, on their individual assignments. You do that as individuals, the collective as a team gets better. And again, I do feel like the bond in the room is pretty good. I feel like the guys aren't broken. Even though this is relatively hard to handle, I am sure, and not fun as well. Like, that's another big part of this. Losing is not fun, especially when it's heartbreaking and last second and inexplicable, but it's something that if the team does come out whole on the other side, in the sense that they do not fracture as a dressing room, which I do not think they will, but if they go through this, I could see a huge bounce back next year, because if they can handle this, then they should be able to get through anything. More from Sturm talking about Kapo.
Yeah, he's had a good couple of games ever since the All-Star break. I think it's good to see him rebound from the first half. You know, he's a guy that's always, you know, one of the first guys at the rink and always does extra work. So, you know, I'm happy for him that he's been able to turn it around a little bit here lately.
And that's the thing that I talked about earlier. Like, Kapo, the work he did when he was not getting consistent starts and James Reimer was, it allowed him to improve his game. And again, the work that he did during the All-Star break and what he's been since then, you know, you look back to the game against Pittsburgh before the break and you look at what he has been as of late, and he's been phenomenal. It's unfortunate that he had to miss a game in a period because he got hit and took an upper body injury, even if it did lead us to see a really nice performance from a guy like Aaron Dell. But yeah, it's been great to see. Like, that's what you want to see, improvement from individual players that you would hope would lead to an improvement as a whole. And again, he did exactly what he was supposed to do last night. He gave the Sharks a chance to win. The offense has got to be better. Of course, it is hard to be offensive when you were on the kill as often as you were last night. This is what Nico Sturm said about the 7 kills and about the officiating.
Tough always to come in from officiating after the game, but it certainly did feel a little bit lopsided. I thought there were a couple of softies in there for sure, but that's all I'm going to say.
Couple of softies indeed. This is what head coach David Quinn had to say about the PK and the officiating.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't want to go down that path, but be hard pressed to find a hockey game where one team takes 7 penalties, the other only takes 1. So frustrating, but give our penalty kill a ton of credit. They did a hell of a job. Our goalie was outstanding, and I thought it was his best game of the year. And I'm just real disappointed we weren't able to finish it off the last 17 seconds.
And now the Sharks are home for the rest of the month, and that's good because the schedule is not letting up. If you look at Saturday night, they're going to be going up against the Sabres, a team that's just about 4 points outside of the wild card right now. And then it's going to be Seattle on Monday afternoon at 1. Then Thursday night, it's going to be Nashville. Okay, Nashville's not great, but they're also not exactly terrible either, so that's one to take into account. And then Montreal, again, they're not great by any means. And then you do have a couple more at home to start off the month of March. Thursday the 2nd, hosting St. Louis, and then Saturday the 4th, hosting the Capitals. So again, the Sharks do have some opportunities ahead. They have some challenges ahead, but let's see what they can make of it. Let's see if they can continue with that bounce back nature of having very painful losses and then being able to have a very good performance the next time out. I mean, that's what I am looking for from the San Jose Sharks. They need to have that type of performance that they had against a team like Tampa, you know? And again, last night was another example of the Sharks being able to play against anyone. But I will come back to the refrain that I've said often this year. It's not enough to be able to play with anyone. You've got to be able to beat anyone. And hopefully that's indicative of how far off the Sharks are not. Like, they could be there with a couple more breaks and a little bit more talent. But again, these things don't happen by accident. You don't consistently find yourself on the wrong way of this many results, of this many breaks, of this many just losses, unless you are responsible for it. And I do think the Sharks have done a pretty good job of taking responsibility for their issues this year. You didn't hear anybody really wanted to go after the officials. They, yeah, maybe said it was lopsided, but, you know, they also called themselves out on a lot of things they could have done better. David Quinn has all year long not been one to blame the officials. He doesn't want to get into it. You know, he wants the team to be better on the ice. You and I want the team to be better on the ice. That ultimately is the goal for the San Jose Sharks team, is to put out a better performance across the board than what we saw in the game previously. Now, they may not always do it, but you want to see a linear progression, and I feel like that's what we are consistently seeing, even if it is not a win when all is said and done. All right, we are just about out of time. I will see you all on Saturday afternoon with the buildup. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.